here on this 17th day of August, year 2022. What would I do if I could do it for you? If I could do it for all humanity, both male and female, white and black, those on the right, those on the left. What could I do that could make you feel satisfied? I just feel like this is going to be a Luther Vandross day.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine,
sing it, girl.
I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. Day so sunny and blue, and if you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, no, baby, I'd give you anything.
Oh, baby, you're my inspiration.
And I feel so much sensation when I'm in your arms, when you squeeze me.
Yeah, the way that you do. The way that you do.
Ooh, the way that you love me.
Ooh, you know I need you, honey. You know I need you, baby. Keep on loving me. Loving me the way.
Luther Vandross. I think I'm going to let Luther take me through this as I discuss humanity. Whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, whether you're a conservative or liberal, I'd give it to you if I could. That's what it's all about on this 17th day of August, year 2022. This is your musical host. Usually when you come to this website, years ago when I first started it, in the year 2002, as a matter of fact, when I put it together, I had no intention that I'd be playing the best of music from the best of the African-American community in this year 2022. I thought that there would always be a sermon, a lesson, a Bible verse, but you all have the book. You can read it on your own anytime you want to read it, and you can get out of it what God wants you to get out of it. I'm just glad that I'm able to be your host here to guide you through interpreting the Bible sometimes. I have my brown book right in front of me, the one that I preached from for years. It is still solid in my mind, though I do not accept everything that is in it unless it is conceptually by inspiration of God to my heart. The Bible is my spiritual book. If I had come up a Muslim, the Quran would have been my spiritual book. If I came up a Buddhist, Buddhism or Hinduism would be my spiritual onslaught. But the Bible is mine. But I did not use it as a fundamentalist to beat down other people because I'm with them on this planet. And how might I conduct myself in a world that seems to be going mad when people are at each other's throats? Luther helps me out, and he tells me that I need to love the one that I'm with.
There's a rose in a fisted glove. Slips away because your baby sweetheart sugar's so far away.
And there's a rose in a fisted glove, and the eagle flies with the dove.
And if you can't breathe with the one you love, honey,
not the one you're with, you're the one you're with.
That's right.
Yeah.
Put it no better than that. Whomever your neighbor is, whomever the person working in the office with you, whoever the bus driver is, whomever your school teacher is, whomever your professor of philosophy is, love the one that you're with. Now, what is love? Now, there's a dilemma. See, America seems to be faced with that inevitable problem. She doesn't know how to love. She doesn't know how to love herself. You know, when you think about it, and a person asked me one day, they said, John, can you help me out a little bit? I said, yeah, but I can't help you out now because I don't have the funds, the means to do it. I said, but when I do this, I'm going to love you in the right way. I just can't do it right now. Oh, no, you're lying. You have it. No, I don't lie. I don't have to lie, because when you love the one you're with, you're very sensitive about truth. Truth becomes the hallmark of every endeavor. Now, I say that I'm going to make this a Luther Vandross afternoon, because it's about 1:47 p.m. on this beautiful, beautiful day in Los Angeles. Not a cloud in the sky. Nice breeze blowing in the window of the Lucy Coleman studio. I am feeling good. I had my boy Reggie, he just visited me, and he encouraged me, and I encouraged him, as I often try to do when people come by and visit me. And I want to just take the time to encourage many of you. If you don't like Luther Vandross, well, give me a suggestion of someone else that I could play for you. I got a lot of music here. As a matter of fact, it may not be Luther all day. As a matter of fact, let me go to the thing here and see what I can look up that I can find on my server here, where I can play some music and keep you satisfied with me. I want to go to, here's one that he has. Stop to Love. Now, this is interesting, because I haven't heard this in a bit. But I want you to listen to the words the way Luther put it together. And Luther is with us in spirit. What a voice. What a personality. What a young man. He was really, really good. But like all of us, he was tainted with the human disease. And that is the capacity to only live for a few years and then to pass on. But what I love about Luther is while he was here with us, he did what God gave him, the talent, the ability, the insight, the courageous majesty to do, just like I'm doing. At 78 plus years, I'm still doing it. It was when I graduated from Fremont High in the year 1962. I immediately tried to join the Columbia School of Broadcasting because I knew that God wanted me to be a communicator of the good news of life. That is what it's all about. Now we're going to continue with some Luther Vandross. As Luther says, he wants us to stop in order to love. We'll be right back.
tossing and turning my mind. Wanna kiss, wanna hold you so tight. Ooh, but I wonder, love, whether you know or not, when you just hurry away, leaving me laying there in shock. I just wanna be the one.
Said, let's stop and let's celebrate the love that we have. Let's stop with this division in our country. God gave us all. And I know my ancestors were chattel brought over here like donkeys and built up this wonderful country. Someone says, well, why don't all you blacks go back to Africa? Never been there. Sorry, America. It's my soil, my home. I was born right here in this city that I'm sitting in right now. well over 78 years ago. My mom and daddy ate food in this city. My grandparents came here from the South. It's my country. I don't love America the way I used to. No, she's changed. She's become something different. I just want to go back. Luther, can you take me back to a place where I need to be because America has changed so much? Well, the closer I get to you is all Luther's telling me. He wants to get close. Do you want to get close? All right, let's continue to listen. Just step in there and get the dance going on. Come on. Come on. Slide in there. That's it. Enjoy this. Come on. Luke.
The closer I get to you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen.
The more you make me see.
That's it. That's it. That's all we're trying to do here. Come on.
By giving me all you've got.
Give me everything that you have.
Ooh, yeah. Your love has captured me.
Ah, that's it, boy. Sing that. Yeah. Hey.
Over and over again.
Come on, girl.
I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. But all the while inside,
was real.
The way you make me feel. Hey.
Hey to you too, girl. Hey. Yeah. Come on, Luther. Show him how it's done. That's it, boy.
Lying here next to you.
That's it. That's it. Right.
Time just seems to fly.
Time just seems to fly. Go on, say it now.
Leaving you more and more, more and more.
Yeah.
Let's give love a try.
Let's give love a try.
I wanna try love.
Sweeter and sweeter love grows, and heaven's there for those who fool the tricks of time. With hearts of love, we'll find true love in a special way.
Giving me what you've
you've got.
I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. When all the while inside I knew this was real.
Got to be real.
The way you make me feel.
You know.
My baby.
Ain't nothing like our people when we singing to each other in love. Go on, boy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come closer, love. Come a little closer so that we can see into the eyes of love.
All right.
I want to see into those eyes of love.
Come closer, love. Just a little closer. Let me speak to you. I want to song. Here I am. Here's my love. I just want you to
come closer.
Come a little closer. Let me whisper in your ear, 'cause I wanna tell you something.
I wanna whisper in your ear, so soft. So come closer.
Come a little closer. We can celebrate the way we feel about each other's love.
Wanna tell you words of love, words that make you wanna
come closer, come a little closer so that we can see into the eyes of love.
Closer I am to you. Thank you, Mr. Vandross and friends. And if men and women got like that with each other, if people, white and black, got with each other like that, if cultures Asian and Hispanic got together like that, the closer we get with each other, the tension would stop. If Vladimir Putin and all those folk over there in Europe would get together and love each other, love the food that you make together, the kind of music you make together when you dance during your holidays, when you think of grandma and how she raised you, history. And I like it. I've been listening to a lot of black people talk on commentaries lately saying that if the role were reversed and black people were a majority in this world, we would not treat white people the way that white people treat black people. We would not. Black people have never been cruel. And please don't mention Idi Amin and all those things, because when the white Europeans got hold to the continent, they royally screwed it up. And it's still the richest continent on the planet. There I go. I done got politicized, and I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I said I wasn't going to do it, but Luther got a song called Apologize. I think it's needful right now. Help me, Luther. Help me, bro. To apologize.
Been better,
so good it's a sin,
but it's time for a decision.
Is it me or him?
Before you make your mind up, hear me. I just want you to see things clearly.
Yeah,
this should be about love, not money.
Yeah.
Don't let them try to take you from me. I don't want to have to apologize.
Yes.
I don't want to feel I've been penalized.
just 'cause I can drive in a better car, live in a bigger house, just like a superstar. He says that I can only give you material things, but that's not true. You see, my heart is rich with love for you. Don't let them make you doubt my love for you. Yeah, for my money.
No one gave it to me.
But some fools think the deeper the pocket,
the smaller the heart will be.
Not true. I'm only trying to share me with you. Look at all the loving we do.
Find the meaning in the words I'm saying.
I'm not just another player playing. I don't wanna have to apologize.
Won't give a damn.
And I don't appreciate being criticized.
For who I am.
Just 'cause I can buy you a lot of things or take you any place. That's just what money brings. He wants you to believe that I'm trying to buy your love, 'cause that's what he would do. He thinks since he's a man with nothing, that he's got better love for you. No way. Tell him now, let him go. I can no longer be yours. Tell him how you feel about me. I can't keep standing on the side and let him fill your mind with lies about me. Leave him with his fallacies. I don't care what bull he believes. Tell him that enough is enough. Just don't return a disbeliever. You've always been a willing receiver of my love. I don't think I have to apologize.
I work for this.
I don't wanna feel like I'm penalized.
For being rich.
Doesn't bother me when he thinks I stand. I'm being my true self, just doing what I can. He thinks I want you with materiality, but honey, you know that's not so. And even if he understood me, it's simply time for him to go. So let him go. I don't wanna change you, 'cause I'm in love with
who you are.
So I don't wanna apologize for being
a superstar.
Haven't I proven I'm here for you? What am I guilty of? What did or didn't I do? Maybe I can't be myself with somebody who believes such things are true. I'm losing self-respect from trying. I'm losing my desire to. I can't do it. I don't wanna have to apologize.
Or give a damn.
I don't wanna feel I've been penalized.
For who I am.
Just 'cause I can buy you a lot of things. Or take you any place. That's just what money brings.
Ah, yeah. See, Luther Vandross knows how to break it down. Don't he know how to break it down to you? Breaks it down to you in the real. I read today on my Facebook page, a friend of mine, Jeffrey, wrote these words. Today is my 64th birthday. I am grateful for my life exactly the way it is. I give thanks for this moment in time and this potent gift of life. And then he has a nice little axiom below it that says, 6 + 4 = 10. The number 10 indicates an independent person with enormous potential. This number helps in bringing projects into completion. The number 10 is comfortable with being alone, like the number 1. And it recognizes the need for individualism while being a part of the whole. The number 1 is about being self-sufficient, able to sustain without need of or for relationships. And the 1, well, that's comfortable when alone. The number 0 is concerned with inclusion. Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey King, 64 years old or young, should I say, on the 17th day of August 2022. From the city of Los Angeles, Jeffrey, I think that I can say in my heart, he and I are friends. Maybe not dear friends, but friends. Yes, I have a Facebook page and I scroll through it and I love going through it with you sometimes on these webcasts. And this is the afternoon of the 17th of August. And right now it's about 2:11 in the afternoon and I'm enjoying you. And I trust that you are enjoying me. For those of you that come to my website through Facebook, thank you very much for taking out the time to listen. And that's why I'm doing this. I love you enough to play music. Ah, yes. If I didn't know better, that's what Luther says. If I didn't know better, I would think that you're trying to do a number on me. Luther Vandross from his album, Dancing with His Father. One of my favorites. Listen to Luther.
I think sometimes I can read your mind. When you make things up, I can tell you lies.
Tell you lies, tell you lies.
I see the things that your man can't see. And I wonder what kind of man is he?
Yeah.
The one who you say is your lover.
Yeah.
Who you insist takes care of you under the covers.
Well.
And who is there for you and loves you like no other.
Yeah.
When you kiss and tell me that you love me like a brother.
Yeah.
If I didn't know better, I think that you were mine. You're with me all the time.
If I didn't know better,
I'd swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again.
If I didn't know better,
I think we were in love. Girl,
do you wanna tell me something?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I could be wrong about the things you say.
Is that right?
But I don't rub up on my friends that way.
Okay.
You tell me you've always been a flirt.
Yeah.
But if it goes wrong, then I could get hurt.
Uh-huh.
But no, you insist it's harmless playing.
Talk
it's
to
just
me.
A part of who you are, that it's just your nature.
Yeah.
And that it's fine.
All right.
You know I'm a friend, it's really nothing.
Okay.
You say that I'm just like a, that I'm just like a brother.
I didn't know better.
Ooh, girl.
I think that you were mine. You're with me all the time. If I didn't know better, I'd swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again.
Yes.
If I didn't know better,
yeah,
I think we were in love. Do you wanna tell me something?
Have a lot of fun, but my definition of love is different. You touch and hold each other, and you only want to be alone, clinging to each other like you and he should be, but like you and I are. Well, I know it sounds crazy, but
if I didn't know better.
Sing it, Luther, sing it.
I think that you were mine, you're with me all the time. If I didn't know better,
baby,
I swear we're more than friends. You're touching me again.
Right.
If I didn't know better,
come on.
I think we were in love.
Yeah.
Do you wanna tell me something?
Like Luther Vandross, man, he is surely a poet, and he gave the right, He said, well, if I didn't know better, I would say, wait a minute. Well, we acting like we more than friends. That's right. But are you married? No, I'm not married. I'm not married. If I didn't know better, that's all right. I love you. You love me. Let's stop the wars that's going on between us. See? Humanity was created with the ability, that's it, to come together on a level like no other species. It's very doubtful whether you're going to see natural enemies in animal life pair up and walk hand in hand. I know there's a verse in the Bible that teaches that there's coming a time when something's going to happen after this world ends, that the lion is going to be walking with the lamb. Well, that's a fanciful thought. I don't know why that would be practical. They're natural enemies. But we're, I think, the brightest of all of nature's creation. And we can think beyond that. If I didn't know better. Well, when you know you need to be with somebody, you're going to listen to somebody that knows that somebody that you want to be with. Hear me out. And when you find out from that person that the person that you didn't think wanted to be with you, that they needed to be with you because they were suffering, the question is that Luther asked in this next song, is would you go back to them and to give them the energy that they require to make it through life? Oh, don't start me preaching. Don't start PJ preaching now, because see, if PJ go into that mode and my mind is still triggered to go that way, that's right. See, no, I'm not playing with it. That's the way that thing works. Well, I'm going to let you listen to Luther now as he shares that thought with you. Listen to this. Did someone come to you and say, this? Listen. They said you needed me.
Okay. Goodbye. So long, were the last words from you. Seems like you're all the goodness we knew. You think that you're strong. You think that you don't need no one. Well, I was talking to some of your friends just to see how everyone was doing, and they said you needed me. Said it was something you'd never admit, but it was hard to see you going through it. They said you'd needed me.
Listen to the instrument. That nice? Yeah. Come on, Luther. I tell you, Luther's still with us, ain't he?
Yeah.
Inside. Yeah.
Suffer. To lie where I belong.
Yeah.
I'm under the pressure.
Yeah.
But I'll keep strong. Hey, you say that you're strong. You say that you don't need anyone.
Ooh, you don't need anyone.
What in the world are you telling your friends?
Yeah.
I get confused the very time I see
what they say, what they say.
They said you needed me.
Oh,
I know that people talk just for the thrill,
right.
But the fact of the matter is this.
What they say.
They said you needed me.
Take your time. Reinvent your mind.
You feel better.
You feel better.
Listen. Feel stronger.
Stronger.
Then decide. If I'm in your life.
In your
for
life.
Forever.
Or longer. Come on, boy.
You think that you're strong.
Need no one. Now what they say.
Well, I was talking to some of your friends,
yeah.
Just to see how everyone was doing.
And they said what?
You needed me.
Girl, stop lying.
Said it was something you'd never admit. But
okay.
It was hard to see you going through it.
Run it back.
They said you needed me.
I love it. Hey. Yeah. Go on. Play that music. Come on now. Y'all know it's true. What did they say? Oh, they said you needed me. Whichever way you want to act. You can put on that front. You can act like I don't even exist. You can just lie that lie all you want to. But they said, what did they say? They said you needed me, see? And that's the way life really be headed these days. I love me some Luther Vandross. We're going to play the title track in a little minute. And I hope that you enjoy it coming to my website. For those of you that are very religious, highly religious, I mean, I have preaching on this website. I have my sermons in my heart of hearts. I still love the Lord Jesus Christ. But I love him that he made us human, and that in our humanness, we can sing freely about love between human beings. You know, you may talk about, I don't need him no more. I don't care if he ever comes by. You know, I've been tending with young men in my life for years here, for the past 15, 16 years. And sometimes they get into arguments with me. Oh, man, you need to get with the times and all that stuff, and we part company. But then after a while, they say, how you doing, old man? I say, hey, I'm doing all right. I got new friends developing all the time from all over, and they want to be friends again. Now, you know what that is. You know what that is. That's simple. That brings me into the title track song of the album. They want to dance with me. See, they want to dance with me. And you know what? I like to think this. Perhaps, because I was telling my friend Reggie that was over here today, that if I should succumb, this is not negative talk. This is real talk, as my buddy Don Ross would say, real talk, bro. None of us are guaranteed to be here. Now, in a sense, that's a negativity, but in a greater sense, it's a positivity because I can never die. My spirit is alive forever. My influence goes on. That's why I hope that you can take some of these numbers and copy them down and say, let PJ cheer you up. Who's PJ? Oh, you know, the preacher that came out is a gay pastor and all that. He was a Christian apologist, defended the faith against heresies and lunatics and people that lied on God, and he just loved black people. He loved black people. Well, was he black? Yes. But we thought that he had a white spirit. It isn't that he had a white spirit. He was trying to learn about God so he could tell us.
we have an apologist in our midst. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the number, the title track from this album, Dance With My Father. Now, what is it that I want you to pick up as you listen to this last cut? I'm going to tell you what I want you to pick up. The orchestration, I want you to listen to the choral group that he had singing with him. This was his last greatest hit before he went on to the other side, where I'm going to have to pass over to the other side there too. And I hope that Jah makes it possible for me, my spirit, to merge with his. And say, boy, I dug that record, Dance With My Father. Because it makes you think about all the people that you loved in life. And it makes you think about how we as a part of humanity needs to link back up with that. Needs to enjoy that. To appreciate that, to come into oneness with that. Life is not drudgery. Life is good when you understand the Maker and how He made you to dwell in it. Now, I look at the negative part of life too. The slums in, let's say, my wife's country, the Philippines. I watched a couple of documentaries on that yesterday. Grieved my heart. But then it had two white Catholic priests that moved in the middle of the slums with the poor Filipino people, ministering to them just as I would if I was over there. There is a God everywhere. And there's hope. There's hope for the South Americans that want to come to America because they read the stories that I did about my country. I remember being in the 11th grade, struggling with my, the math class, that's right, looking out of the window of the bungalow, saying, what kind of a man am I going to be if I don't know algebra and calculus? How am I going to make it? Because my teacher was telling me, you need to know this, boy. I just couldn't make it click in my head. I was asking myself, what am I doing studying this? I'm not going to need this. And I was right. I don't need to calculate nothing. I just need to learn how to count the money that came on my paycheck that I got paid every pay period. See, but I was worried about that. Wasted time. Some of us do this today. And you need a daddy to get you right. Luther knew that. Luther knew that the mama, even though the daddy never did bring in all that much money, even though Dad didn't make it happen the way it was. Mom knew what it was all about. And I love the way this entire song was calculated to work. You hear that? Right on time, that beat. I want you to listen to the words. Thank you, Luther, for your life.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence,
the innocence,
my father would lift me high.
Yes, I did. I lifted my babies
high. And dance with my mother and me. And then spin me around till I fell asleep.
Shedalia and Leslie together.
Then up the stairs he would carry me.
I sat at their
and
door.
And I knew for sure.
What you know, boy.
I was loved.
Yeah, boy. Listen.
If I could get another chance.
Just one more chance.
Another walk.
Yeah.
Another dance with him.
Go on, Luther,
I'd play a song that would never, ever end.
What would it be?
How I'd love, love, love.
What you want
to
do?
To dance with my father again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Verse 2.
When I and my mother
would disagree.
That happens in the house.
To get my way, I would run from her to hell.
Daddy knows
He'd make me laugh just to comfort me.
Yeah.
Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep.
Yeah, cause I'd fall asleep, boy.
He left a dollar under my sheet.
My daddy.
Never dreamed that he would be gone from me.
That's right. You got it.
If I could steal one final glance. One final step.
That's it.
One final dance with him.
Humanity.
I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love.
Yeah, listen.
To dance with my father again.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'd listen outside her door.
You better sing this song, boy.
And I'd hear how my mother cried for him.
Sing it to me, Luther. Sing it to me.
I pray for her even more than me.
That's right. Mama needs some prayer.
I pray for her even more than me.
Woo. Luther Vandross. Hey. Telling us how it is. How it ought to be, how it's going to be, how it is. Luther, verse 3.
I know I'm praying for much too much.
No, you're not.
But could you send back the only man she loved?
Right.
I know you don't do it usually.
Oh, God.
But dear Lord, she's dying. To dance with my father again.
All you got to do is listen to my voice. You can dance with me.
Every night I fall asleep.
That's right.
And this is all I ever dream.
Hey now, thank you for coming to my website today. Thank you for spending a little time with PJ. I love y'all. Thank you.